Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 30th of January 2019. My name is Rakesh. Let's get to the news. The schedule for next year's T20 World Cup was announced yesterday. The women's tournament will be played in February and March of next year, while the men's tournament will be played between October and November. This is the first time that both the T20 World Cups are being held in the same year and in the same country. Hosts Australia will play in the opening matches of both competitions. The reigning champions of the women's T20 World Cup, Australia, will square off against India in the opening game in Sydney on the 21st of February. The final will be played on the 8th of March. The men's competition will start on the 18th of October with an Australia-Pakistan match, and the final will be played at the MCG in Melbourne on the 15th of November. There was some drama at the AFC Asian Cup semi-final between Qatar and hosts UAE. The Qatari team, which won the semi-final 4-0, was on the receiving end of jeers and abuses and were pelted with shoes and bottles during the match. At the start of the game, as the national anthems were played, the Qatari anthem was drowned out by the loud boos of a hostile audience. The semi-final was bristling with political tension over the long-standing Gulf blockade of Qatar. Walem Koki scored the first goal for Qatar in the 21st minute. The tension spilled over to the field when bottle-throwing Emirati fans targeted Akram Afif, who tried to take a corner. Qatar scored again in the 37th minute thanks to Almoez Ali's right-footed shot from the edge of the box. As the Sudan-born striker celebrated with his teammates, things took a nasty turn with more bottles and shoes flung onto the field. UAE were no match for Qatar, who scored goal number 3 in the 80th minute. Captain Hassan Al-Hedos sent the ball into UAE's goalpost, which incensed the 38,000-strong crowd even further. Hamid Ismail scored the fourth goal in the 93rd minute to complete Qatar's rout of UAE in the face of disgraceful behaviour by the home team's supporters. Qatar will now face Japan in the final on Friday. Premier League news now. Manchester City's Premier League title challenge was rocked by a stunning 2-1 defeat at Newcastle, while Manchester United's late escape preserved Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's unbeaten start in a dramatic 2-2 draw with Burnley on Tuesday. City needed a win at St James's Park to close the gap on leaders Liverpool to 1 point ahead of the Reds' clash with Leicester on Wednesday. Second-placed City's loss means Liverpool, chasing their first English title since 1990, can now move 7 points clear with a win over Leicester. Of City's title chances, Guardiola said, and I quote, "It is difficult, we have a chance to do it, but we need to win our games. The advantage is not there, but we need to continue," unquote. Solskjaer, who had overseen 8 straight victories in all competitions, including 6 in the league, since replacing the sacked Jose Mourinho in December. He lost that perfect streak, but still finished impressed by United's never-say-die spirit at Old Trafford. Leading 2-0, Burnley's Jeff Hendrick dragged back Jesse Lingard in the 87th minute to concede a penalty that was converted by Paul Pogba. United poured forward and Victor Lindelof snatched the equaliser in the last seconds. The comeback was brilliant. The players have been asked how they would react if they went behind. "So the way we fought back was fantastic," said Solskjaer. The Indian women's hockey team registered a 5-2 win over Spain in the third match of the tour on Tuesday. India were in fine form yesterday as they outplayed the World Cup bronze medalists. Lalremsiamy scored 2 goals for India, while Neha Goyal, Navneet Kaur and Rani Rampal scored 1 goal each. It was Spain that drew first blood with a goal in the 7th minute from Berta Bonastre. Lalremsiamy equalised for India in the 17th minute. India scored goals at regular intervals to make it a comprehensive win. India needed this win after a loss in the first match and a hard-fought draw in the second. Coach Shaw Marine said, and I quote, "I'm pleased with the performance. We are working to be more steady in our performance and we're improving match by match. This is a process and we need to keep repeating such performances to grow further," unquote. The next match will be played on Thursday. A chess update now. Russian chess grandmaster Vladimir Kramnik, regarded as one of the strongest players in the world, announced his retirement from professional competition yesterday. Kramnik, ranked 7th in the world, had made waves in 2000 when he defeated defending champion Garry Kasparov at the World Championship. He became the world champion in 2006. He said, and I quote, "I already decided to finish my professional chess career a couple of months ago, and now, after having played my last tournament, I would like to announce it publicly," unquote. And finally, the Indian women's cricket team defeated New Zealand in the second ODI at Mount Maunganui by 8 wickets. India bowled out New Zealand for a paltry 161 runs in 44.2 overs. Jhulan Goswami was the pick of the bowlers with 3 wickets for 23. In reply, India started badly, losing 2 wickets with just 15 runs on the board. However, Smriti Mandana and Mithali Raj saw the Indians home with nearly 15 overs to spare. Mandana top scored with 90 runs from 83 balls and shared a 151-run partnership with skipper Mithali, who scored a sedate 63 runs from 111 balls. Mithali said after the match, and I quote, "I'm happy with the way the team is shaping up. I've always enjoyed batting in challenging conditions. It wasn't easy. It required patience here. Smriti is in good form and somebody had to give her support," unquote. Mandana went on to say, "It feels great, but I think our bowlers deserve the Player of the Match award more than me. I will give it away to our bowlers. They did a great job to restrict New Zealand on a good wicket," unquote. India have an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-match series.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.